Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Rural Tourism Toolbox. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Rachel Carter, Mississippi State University Extension Community Development Specialist, and also Bob Ratliff, Extension Marketing and Communications Coordinator for the Center of Government and Community Development. So, Rachel, who should be using this Rural Tourism Toolbox, and what exactly is this project?
The Rural Tourism Toolbox is an online learning tool designed to help people who would like to better market their rural tourism attractions and small towns all across Mississippi. Folks that really should be using it would be people who work in a Convention and Visitors Bureau or in charge of a volunteer organization that is marketing tourism in their town, or maybe somebody who owns, for example, a bed and breakfast or runs a small museum or a local park or is putting on a festival.
Now, this could probably be for anybody who is new to agritourism or wants to get something started up. Why would this be important to Mississippi?
Well, this Rural Tourism Toolbox is designed to increase marketing capacity for small towns, and it's very important because tourism is growing across Mississippi, and we're trying to help get those small towns engaged in online so they can tell their story and get some traffic into those towns.
So, Bob, tell me, why is Mississippi a good tourist destination?
Well, our small towns and rural areas have become very much of a tourist destination for people all over the U.S., and we also have developed quite a market. The state of Mississippi has developed quite a market for international tourists coming to the state. We have a marketing plan and marketing effort in Western Europe, in Germany, the Netherlands, Spain, France, and especially in the UK, England, Scotland, and also in the Irish Republic. These people are looking for authentic experiences. They're very attracted to our music. You know, we have a strong history in the blues, gospel music, rock and roll. That brings a lot of people in. But for these small towns that will be using the Rural Tourism Toolbox, they also need to keep in mind that there are a lot of people, international travelers and travelers from across the U.S. that are interested in our churches, the old church buildings, the graveyards, agriculture. A lot of people are interested in our cotton industry, our cattle industry. They just like to come and see the authentic Mississippi.
Could you give me some examples of places that might be great tourism destinations, like lower populated areas where you wouldn't expect a lot of people to be, and also hanging on to these old buildings that a lot of people like to tear down when they are trying to improve their city?
That's right, Amy. One of the things that all of our projects focus on is take advantage of what you have. Every community, every small town in Mississippi has things that are unique, whether it's architecture, some of the old buildings, some sites, especially on the Mississippi Blues Trail, which actually covers the entire state, but it's heavy in the Delta because the blues is such an influence on all genres of music, and it originated in the Mississippi Delta. So anything related to that, communities need to be aware that sometimes it's better to focus on these things, preserve these things, these buildings, these sites, and market those as a destination for people coming to see Mississippi. Of course, our writers, you know, they're very popular, especially in Europe with some of our overseas visitors, Eudora Welty, John Grisham, modern day, going back to William Faulkner, Tennessee Williams in eastern Mississippi in the Columbus area. All of these are draws for tourists from throughout the U.S. and internationally.
That's a really good point. Now, Rachel, why was Tourism Technology Project created?
The Rural Tourism Technology Project was created as a part of Connect Mississippi, and the goal of the project was to increase the capacity, the technology knowledge of people in small towns so that they can take advantage of all of this new traffic that is coming into the state, because tourists can actually search and find some of the larger towns around the state who already have marketing programs. And then our state, Mississippi Development Authority, does a great job marketing us around the country and worldwide. But this is a way for those smaller towns to kind of take advantage of all of these opportunities. The toolbox talks about how to work with bed and breakfasts and hotels, how to market those, how to make good advertising decisions, and also how to brand your attraction in your community.
And what's the website that we can refer to?
The information for the Rural Tourism Toolbox is located on www.gcd.msstate.edu.
Today we've been speaking with Rachel Carter, Community Development Specialist, and Bob Ratliff, Extension Marketing and Communications Coordinator. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.